Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about law of attraction, personal growth, addictions, relationships, and how to create the life that you've always wanted, one step forward in your life. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back, right after this. Hello and welcome. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Today's topic is the secret to success. Yeah, this is a massive, massive topic that it may go two sessions, episode one and two, but we'll see how things go today. See how my energy vibration just massively fills this podcast today. Because I keep these podcasts to exactly around 9 to 10 minutes. Because I really want to impact so many lives in my life. So I do a podcast per day just to create this massive energy within the lives that I've touched and filled within my life. So the secret to success. Well, right away, secret to success is taking action. So when you have a thought in the beginning of your birth, the beginning, and if you have children, the secret to success in your children is never say no. Never say no to them. Because children hear the words no, 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 no so many times in their life. They start to get so used to the word that they stop asking for what they really want. Because when I was growing up, I heard this so many times, and I heard my parents make excuse after excuse of why they're saying no, because we didn't have enough money. You don't understand what it takes to make money. You have to work hard. Absolute BS is to say no to your child on a consistent basis. It's 10 to 1. There's studies done. Children hear the word no 10 times more than they hear yes. Just imagine your child receiving what they want in life, and their cup gets filled and filled. They'll stop asking. They do. They stop asking because they're filled up. And they'll go to the next thing that they want, but they stop asking. This is truth. And we as individuals, when we have this tank of ours, it means tank of love and energy and care within our lives, when we start to really fill it up, we start to really realize that really, oh, what do I need? What do I really need in life? I need to love myself. And by telling our children no, 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 and rejecting them, wait until Christmas time. Wait until your birthday. It means two times a year that we can say yes. Boo. How does that serve our inner growth within our children's lives and our lives? Our parents, that's what they knew. That's what they knew how to do. They were taught that way. You know, my father's father was shot in the war as a former Yugoslavian. He was shot and they were put in concentration camps. But did he have to bring that negative energy in from his past into our lives by saying no, no, no? Did my mother have to say no to us because she heard the word no so many times? That's what they knew. I'm not blaming my parents because that's what they knew. But I can take responsibility for what I want to do in life, how I want to raise my child. And I have an older son that I did that with. I said no to him so many times. And he feels that he never got what he really wanted in life. So he has this attitude where, oh, I'm never going to get what I want. But I have a 16-year-old son, and his cup is starting to fill up. But we did that when he was, we start doing that about, I'd say roughly 4 years ago, we started to really think about what we're doing in life, how we're raising our child. We started to think about this. Was that serving him by us saying no, 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 no? It wasn't. He was an angry individual at 12 years old, getting angry all the time. And it's not just hormones. It's because we were always saying no, wait until tomorrow, wait until the next day, wait until we have money. And when we started to accept the fact that we're blocking our success by saying no to our own child, things started to shift, started to change. We started spending more time, more energy, more money. But then we started to make more money. Huh? What? How does that work? We thought to ourselves, we're spending more, but we're making more, much more. So where does this come from? Is when you unleash, unblock that negative energy from within ourselves, it starts to flow towards what it really wants. So the energy has a flow, means our life, means what we want to do in our lives start to flow much easier, with much more clarity. Then the law of attraction starts to work. That secret to success starts to work. And he's really starting to excel. He was failing school. Now he's almost straight A's. And we didn't force him to do his homework. Didn't force him to go to school. You know, it's interesting. I just say that, forcing him to go to school, because I was like, so many times, like, no, you have to get up. You got to go to school. Got to get up early. Now he wakes up about 5 minutes before he actually has to go to school. The school starts. And he's always late. 95% of the time, he's late for school. He's grade 12. 95% he's late for school. And he's almost a straight A student. Not because he's naturally gifted, he's super smart. It's because he's unblocked those negative energies within himself. And it's not because of us. We didn't do anything. We just started to shift and change the way we thought about things, about ourselves, what we're doing. And life started to change and shift for ourselves as well. And we're starting to shift and change. Have we completely understood and understand every single detail of life? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We haven't found the full secret of everything, because you're never going to find the secret until then. I don't know how many lives in towards the future. It means I'm talking about you pass away and you start all over again. You just start to get that grasp and taste of the understanding of everything, and then you move on to the next life. So we are going to have a part two, because we're getting close to the time of this podcast. So we'll have a part two right after tomorrow, right after the next episode. So everybody have a fantastic day, and look forward to tomorrow's episode of The Secret to Success. Everybody have a fantastic day. Remember, create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Out.